This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Let's discuss, shall we, with someone who knows better. And let me lay the points out for you. She has been practicing law, admitted to the bar since 1992. She has done plenty of litigation. She has spent the past 10 years focused on civil rights, specifically the intersection of mental health, privacy, due process, equality, and the Second Amendment. She has done numerous things before various courts of appeals and the Supreme Court, and she has written several white papers on national state gun laws and cases, including the research and history of the NICS to TSDB connection and automated reporting of confidential patient records to the New York State Police, which was part of the SAFE Act, of course. And but you've heard her before because she was actually trying to be a antique dealer, and then things happened. So joining us yet again is Paloma Capana. Good evening, young lady.
Hello, Bill. So you've outed me.
I have. But I mean, I appreciate getting the info so that I could out you. So let's talk about Amy Coney Barrett. Is that her name, or is it Amy Barrett Coney? What's her name? What is her name? I never get it right.
ACB.
ACB,
so not
okay.
ABC, but ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, yes.
Gotcha.
President Trump's, I think, presumptive nominee, at least according to the press, at this point in time on Tuesday. They've had 2 business days and 4 days total to grind the subject round and round.
Yep.
She is 48 years old, born in 1972, and was confirmed in September 2017 to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She sits in Chicago.
What are your thoughts on her?
You know, I went back today because I needed to re-listen to the entire Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for her. It was an odd hearing because they had 2 judges and they kept going back and forth between the 2. So it really breaks up one's thought pattern. But I think that she handled well a number of things, including straight out of the gate, Senator Dianne Feinstein issuing what I have many times publicly stated is the whole problem with feminism. Feinstein, who presumably can be viewed as a woman who is a trailblazer in her own right, and those of us in our 40s, 50s, and 60s have respect for the women who have come before. But, you know, straight out of the gate, Feinstein attacks Barrett and says, you are controversial because many of us that have lived our lives as women really recognize the value of finally being able to control our reproductive system. And that's where Feinstein begins. This is why I would never have been nominated for a federal.
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question about
this. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, this always gets me. They always make out like Planned Parenthood is like doctor's care, where you can go there and just show up and get your ankle fixed, or if you're running a fever, they'll give you an antibiotic. But that's how many women actually go to Planned Parenthood? And to exercise control over there, isn't exercising control over your reproductive system making certain choices? Isn't that what that is?
And there's 2 things there, Bill, that if I were, if you will, the spokesperson for Judge Barrett, because she handled things properly.
Right.
Right. She spoke to the critical importance of evaluating cases on the facts before the court. And the importance of precedent and what does stare decisis mean. So, you know, she was well versed in the ethics of the Judicial Code of Professional Responsibility and in all matters diplomatic in front of Congress during these confirmation hearings, probably since Robert Bork. But from my perspective, the notion that Democrats on the committee at that time were really chasing her on the abortion issue is a bit of a fallacy, and I think it's disingenuous even to young Democratic women who may not themselves realize the full history at play here. You know, Roe versus Wade, 1972, it's now 2020. All 50 states and U.S. territories have very detailed statutory approaches to topics of pregnancy and termination of pregnancy.
Right.
If Roe versus Wade were reversed tomorrow, all 50 states already have something at play that would govern in the individual states. The overwhelming majority of states would statutorily protect those rights on a state-by-state basis concerning termination of pregnancy. Some of them further, even than Roe versus Wade, and a precious few, half dozen perhaps at best, arguably, might then end up in legislative fights to pull back slightly. But we are not in the position we were in legislatively, judicially, 50 years ago. And there are those who argue Roe versus Wade is obsolete on the medical technology 50 years later. And it's time to revisit the question of at what point does life, independent of the mother's body, begin? That date having rolled back steadily over the last 50 years.
Right.
So it's really a false chase that the first wave feminists use to attack the women of our generation to whom they do not want to cede power. They are determined to stay in office until they pass away. They are determined that their own daughters, we the adult daughters, will never see a leadership role. They're happy to favor granddaughters, but for whatever psychological reason, they will openly and freely attack daughters and just throw them right under the bus. And this is exactly what started. I thought that Professor Barrett, then Professor Barrett, now Judge Barrett, handled it very well.
Yeah. Anyway, I look at some of these things that they're putting out there, and I want to talk about some of the other stuff that has come out and just see what your thoughts are on this, simply because it's just incredible that they would actually articulate this. Like, the first thing, I guess this is playing on ignorance, but have you seen where they're out there saying that President Trump is violating RBG's last dying wish?
Yes. I'm seeing that, and I doubt it. I'm a woman. I'm an attorney. She is one of the justices who made my life completely normal to be an attorney. There's never been a day of my career that has been anything but normal, applying to law school, getting into law school, being admitted to the bar. Right, at multiple levels. Being a woman has never been interesting. It has always been a question of how hard are you working? And to me, that has always been Justice Ginsburg's legacy, the incredible number of hours that she worked, the point at which she goes to law school, her husband comes down with cancer, they have Janie, their daughter, then about
hang
a
on,
year
hang
old.
On,
and
hang on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on for
sure.
me. We're coming up on the break. Paloma is
already?
Time flies. Paloma is a antique dealer who also is a lawyer all at the same time. It's like, I guess there has to be like a telephone booth near her so she can take on the various roles she does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
love goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paloma Capana in her capacity as attorney at law, and she has a very deep, wide, varied capacity with that. Tell me about, okay, so right now one of the things that they're doing, and we can get to, well, I tell you what, let's go back to the judge we were speaking about. Do you actually believe that she is going to be the judge that they nominate, or is that just the one that everybody has zeroed in the press?
I wouldn't be able to speak on behalf of President Trump, even if I was White House chief counsel.
Gotcha.
Right. He does like to make up his own mind and hold his cards close. What I do think we're looking at and have been looking at since 2017 is what I would call a purposeful leak. So I do think that for the last 3 years, they have been testing the waters. Is there anything that could surface? Would the electorate accept someone who's gone to Notre Dame as opposed to Princeton, Harvard, or Yale? Right. A whole variety of factors, I think, have gone into where we are.
Is that really
right
a thing?
Now. But it's, pardon me?
Is that really a thing about where they went to school?
Sure. 7 out of 8 of the sitting justices have been to Princeton, Harvard, Yale, and several have been to Oxford in England, yes. She would, if Barrett is accepted as an associate justice, she would actually have the least amount of education and the least amount of judicial experience at this point.
So less than Elena Kagan?
In that sense. Well, it makes it interesting that the members of the judiciary were not asking her those questions, right? I mean, for me, I would have had some very different questions for her about academic rigor, but that's just me. Ultimately, it is President Trump's nomination to make.
Right.
But would you like to know who I would nominate?
Who would you nominate?
Can we do that game?
Well, I mean, I think I know who you would nominate, but who would you nominate?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
You would not.
I would literally be interested to see if she would come back.
Why would you nominate her? How old is she? Is she still around?
90. I guess I better Google. But first sitting Sandra Day O'Connor. I mean, first woman. Yes. 90 years old. First woman on the Supreme Court. And if I go controversially where you started, Bill, which was the topic of abortion,
sure.
She was the swing vote in the 1992 decision in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. That was the critical decision that reaffirmed Roe versus Wade. So, you know, if we really want to talk about is it the right, is it the left, is it a man, is it a woman, right, I think that politics have evolved to a place where people are stepping away from intelligence and rigor and trying to make things go backwards into racial divides, into gender divides, socioeconomic divides. So, you know, for me, the irony is, had Justice O'Connor not retired at the very young age of 76, she would still be on the bench to this day. It's a lifetime appointment.
Yeah, I know, but I have certain.
I just throw it out there.
I understand. I have certain opinions about getting a bunch of people of that age and making them the last harbinger of what is and is not. I'm sure she looks at Joe Biden going, "Wow, what a punk kid he is." You know. See, I thought you were going to say Ted Cruz.
Well, Ted Cruz, of course. I mean, if we get down to seriousness, yes, I would be jumping up and down on the president's agenda. I'd be outside in the Rose Garden knocking on the glass doors to the Oval Office. Yes, I am a complete to the end fan of Ted Cruz as an attorney, and I would like to see him on the Supreme Court, but everybody is giving me thumbs down on even saying that as part of conversation. See, I don't view seats as legacy seats. To me, it's a little bit different of an analysis as a woman, right? So I have women out there screaming bloody hell just because I've said that. But, you know, for me, it's what are my issues? The Supreme Court gets 10,000 petitions per year from which they select 80 cases. So for me, what's the big issue? Second Amendment. What do I need done? A lot of smaller cases on narrow questions of law to try to get some detail into the precedent that will bind our circuit and district courts. And on that score, in terms of Senator Cruz's history as an attorney, his briefs, his arguments to the court, that's who I want on the court. I would love to see him there.
I'd like to see a couple of doors closed in Heller myself, and because there was a lot of doors left open in Heller. But having said that, that's just my wish list. Now, when you say a legacy seat, are you saying because a woman sat in that seat as an associate justice, it is now a legacy seat, and only a woman should sit in that seat? Is that what everybody's saying?
I think that's what others are saying, but what I am saying is the true heir to the Ginsburg legacy is already sitting on the court, and that's Justice Sotomayor. I have tremendous respect for her. I think she is the single most undervalued Supreme Court justice in my lifetime. In terms of a voice for those without voice, in terms of someone who is concerned about poverty, who is concerned about due process of law, who is concerned about the existence and proper funding for places like legal aid and the public defender's office, she is the champion.
Right. Well.
Hopefully we'll still be friends at the end of this show, Bill.
We will. I mean, listen, I'm not a legal mind. I'm pretty good at cutting to the chase, but there's certain details that are going to escape me just simply because it's not my area of expertise. If you want to know how to clear a room, I will stomp you. But, as far as getting into a, I'm talking about clearing a room, you're talking about a courtroom, and, I don't know how to operate one of those.
Well, and a big part of it is, who do I need on the bench for the cases that I work on, right? The cases that I work on have to do with the intersection of law of mental health, privacy, due process, and the Second Amendment. So both times that I've submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court, it has been pitched specifically to Sotomayor, Thomas, and whoever else, happened to be available. Those are the precedent cases that I'm citing from, because my best odds of actually getting one of my individual clients or my group of just normal, everyday people clients, is to get to a justice like Sotomayor, who, if I can show her how these are, every Mr. and Mrs. America under siege from people like Feinstein, that's where we will finally get, my little tiny niche where I'm trying to develop an entirely new area of law.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break, or we're in the break, talking to Paloma Cabana and the Supreme Court. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is testifying before a Democratic-led House committee regarding the administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Secretary also says the White House is willing to sign on to a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
More than 200,000 Americans are dead because of coronavirus complications. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying the United States crossed that threshold on Tuesday. Over 95,000 deaths have come from five states, including New York, California, Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. More than 6.8 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising to move ahead with consideration of a Supreme Court nominee.
The president planned to use the power the voters gave him to make a nomination. Senators will use the power the voters gave us to either provide or withhold consent as we see fit.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The city of Louisville making preparations as a grand jury decision appears to be forthcoming. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking Supreme Court with Attorney at Law Paloma Cabana, who should be running right about now. She should be locking up her beautiful antique shop in beautiful downtown Beaufort, North Carolina. But no. It's just like in that, I keep going back to that whole Godfather thing there, Paloma. Just when you thought you were out, they drag you back in.
Well, you know, it's important to take mini breaks, right? When we got the decision 2 years ago that SCOTUS had declined to accept our petition in Robinson versus Sessions, it was important to step back and look at that Second Circuit decision and say, can the composition of the current Supreme Court support even one more Second Amendment decision? But as I sit with you today looking at the scorecard, and I ran it quick before our show, so Heller was 2008. It was a 5-4 decision. All four dissenting justices have now departed the court. So Souter, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Stevens. McDonald was 2010, another 5-4 decision. Sotomayor remains on the court. If President Trump can get another nominee actually appointed to the court, we would then be 6-3 in terms of the scorecard of Republican versus Democrat nominations to the court. So, you know, part of me wants to be more optimistic. We could do an entire other show on my opinions, though, on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and whether they will actually be of assistance to the issue of the Second Amendment or not. But I can summarily say I have more faith in Kagan as someone who grew very close to Justice Scalia in the latter years
Kagan did?
Serving on the court.
Talking about Kagan or Ginsburg?
Kagan.
Okay.
Kagan and Scalia grew sufficiently close that she actually took up the shooting sports and went hunting.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's some fabulous interviews that she did where she was actually booed. She was actually booed and protested for speaking well about the shooting sports and the responsible gun owners all across America that she was starting to meet in person by walking in those circles. So, you know, I have a very open mind about Kagan. And again, you know, for my issue, which is so heavily sort of privacy and due process focused, Sotomayor is a good pick. So am I now, if Barrett comes on the court looking at least a possible 6-3, if I ruled out all three of Trump's nominees as being interested in my issue, you know, 6-3 or possibly 9-0 has me already speaking with several people about the next two cases that were in queue to be brought in federal court to say, well, is it time to fire it up? Because you're looking generally at 3 to 4 years on the front end of a case before it would reach the petition stage for the United States Supreme Court, and then another year just for the petitioning process to see if the court would accept the case or not.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Simply because, and help me with this, because, like I said, when it comes to knowing what's going on in a courtroom, I'm a real good radio host. Should we be more concerned with the legislation coming out of these governments, these state governments, and should the voters of these states where they have things like New York happening and they... New Jersey, yeah. California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, all of these places. Should they be more concerned about the legislators they elect and trying to roll back all of this loss of their rights that they've had? Or should we be sitting back going, well, you know, the lazy way to do it is just try to get the courts the way we want it, because that's always going to be temporary.
Yes. So on your legislative drill, you're at the state level, typically in 2-year cycles and typically painful, you know, to reclaim a majority in New York, even of the New York State Senate at this point would probably be a 10 to 20 year plan.
Sure.
It would have to be well coordinated with the Republican and conservative parties across the state of New York.
However, but I mean, given what Cuomo's done, mm-hmm. just with the seniors, with the COVID seniors, just what he's done with that, shouldn't the righteous people, I'm sure there's some very righteous people of New York, you're from New York, I'm sure there's plenty of righteous people in New York, shouldn't they be rising up and saying no more?
Yes, but instead, like me, we are evacuating, we are relocating, we are shifting ahead of, I mean, part of the goal was, that was literally discussed and that a number of us took action on was shift the census. That was part of the goal and plan of a number of Second Amendment activists in the state of New York was shift the census. New York has steadily been losing congressional seats for the past 10 to 15 years.
Sure.
And we've just done a census. So there's a number of people now in North Carolina. North Carolina will be picking up seats. New York definitely loses at least one more congressional seat. So, you know, part of it is you vote with your feet. Second element, you vote with your taxes and how the state government is actually spending that money. I mean, do you want your state government in session to take away your rights? Or do you want to try to support stronger states with vibrant economies? Companies have been moving to North Carolina from New York since the minute that the SAFE Act passed. It's no surprise. But consider this. So President Trump has thus far nominated 269 federal judges out of a total of 870 seats.
Yep.
There's 78 vacancies. He's got 47 pending. 216 have been confirmed. So what is it that becomes part of the game plan when somebody like President Trump is as lucky as he is while he's in office? Is lawyers around the country now have to start remobilizing themselves and trying to file cases where we have a clear line. So a Trump nominee at the district court level, a circuit court of appeals, where there is at least an even split, if not leaning to Republican nominated through the prior two Bushes and President Trump. Because if I had to put money on anything today, I would say that, again, if President Trump can get one more justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, the number of petitions concerning Second Amendment issues will just start to skyrocket.
Right.
We'll actually have fodder to discuss and analyze and write about and talk about at gun clubs and fundraising that we need to do because, in case you don't already know this, dear listeners, just the expenses alone on these cases run about $20,000.
Right.
Filing fees, printing costs, transcripts, you know. So even if the lawyer is pro bono, which is how I did most of my work, you still have to raise money to meet the hard dollars, you know, that go into a Supreme Court case or a case that you hope will get to the Supreme Court.
That whole legal thing is very, very expensive, I guess, huh? Yeah. Hang on for me.
As expensive as horse racing, yeah.
There you go. Before we go to break, tell everybody where to find your antique shop.
Sure. I'm tucked into a very quiet little street called Middle Lane in Beaufort. I'm not on Front Street. Just go around the corner to where the big, huge live oak is right in front of a traditional two-story brick building with big windows full of sparkly things.
I love it when you talk technical like that. Good stuff. We'll be right back. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law about the Supreme Court. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And here's my question. Right now, all of the Democrats out there, when they aren't holding their breath, turning blue, a lot of noise about packing the court. Now, is that something they can just do without the president signing off on that? Or is that, I know there's no... There's no, or at least I think there's nowhere in the Constitution says you can only have three, you can only have 20, you know.
Correct. So the Constitution did not define the number of justices on the Supreme Court. Congress did that, and yes, it was approved by the president in 1869. So just in case you're wondering, it's the Judiciary Act of 1869, and that's what set it at nine. So, you know, we've had a few different sizes, odd number, better than even. It's like anything else, right? That way, if you end up with a 5-4 decision, you have a decision.
Right.
And yes, upon occasion, a justice recuses him or herself. And yes, there have been 4-4s. But in terms of just my lifetime, so admitted to the bar in 1992, and having studied Gore versus Bush as heavily as I have, this really is an opportunity that has to be taken. So I think if there's any action item I can give to the listeners, it is check whether your United States senator is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. If he or she is, regardless whether Republican or Democrat, call their office. Tell them you are in support of the president making nomination and hearings being held in a businesslike and purposeful manner with an eye on the clock. Right. Because this election and whether we end up with these news, I don't even know what to call them, projections, guesses,
Don't pay any attention to those, Paloma. Don't pay any attention to those.
I think that they're just making a mess, but if they're
yes,
really
they are. They're just making it up. There is no way. Well,
the mail-in ballots, right? You know the issue I'm going to. We need nine judges.
You know, the states where that's always been happening, This is nothing new. We've already been down this route before more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trump, I saw some war gaming they did with the Electoral College the other day. I don't know what Yahoo's got out there. And anybody that gets out there and calls this for Biden, when Biden, isn't it a bad sign if you don't know what office you're running for? Isn't that a bad sign?
To me, I don't even have to go to anything other than this. I do support term limits for the members of Congress.
Sure.
He's had all the opportunity in the world to do whatever he wanted to make as his agenda, and it hasn't happened. It is time for someone who either has fresh ideas or can get consensus or can simply get the job done. And he and a number of others who are in their, you know, over 40 years in Congress, it's time for them to retire and go home to their families.
Well, see, this is the thing. I mean, Trump is going to get it done no matter how he figures out how to get it done. He's going to find a way to get it done because that's who he is. That's what he does. He puts up, you know, when you build skyscrapers in New York City, and you actually succeed at it, and you come in under budget and under schedule, you are pulling off quite the little trick there, and that's what he specializes in. And Trump, Trump knows how to put teams together and do all this other stuff. Admittedly, the first 2 years he was out there picking up on the names like, you know, like the Flynns and the Mattises and all these other guys that were out there. Yeah, I think these are great Patriots. They turned out to be disasters. Sessions, he was a disaster.
right.
But,
I think he's catching on to how politics work.
Yes.
Right?
And a regular politician, we're just going to stop moving forward. Nothing will happen. They'll try to ram some stuff like we'll get some more. We'll get gun control. We'll get the kind of gun control that they want because they'll ram that through like they did Obamacare. And then
code, the stock market, it will be a catastrophe.
Yes, it will. And anybody that gets out there and thinks that's the way the country wants to go, I saw the other day a local newspaper said, well, here, 52% of America thinks America's going in the wrong direction, and only 48% thinks we're going in the right direction. I hate to tell you this, but all this violence and everything else, Democrats, that's hanging on your neck. That's on your neck. You know, it was Nancy Pelosi going out there going, hey, everybody come out to Chinatown. It's great. Come hug a Chinaman. And nobody said, you just said Chinaman, Nancy. Hey, let me go get my hair done.
And think about it. In the face of controversy, President Trump still shows up every day with his A game, ready to take it on.
Completely unafraid.
President Obama had two terms back to back with Joe Biden as the vice president, and it just petered straight out.
Yep.
Think about how much less controversy there were during those 8 years under President Obama. Every opportunity in the world to do a whole variety of things, including my pet subject, easy example, Guantanamo Bay, do the detainees have any legal rights, and are we ever going to bring them to trial? And he did none of it. He simply fizzled straight out.
Yeah.
So there is no reason to think that Senator Biden, as a president, will do other than be an already dud firecracker at the day of inauguration.
Well, I mean, as soon as, you know, if he wins, and he gets inaugurated in January. By March, Kamala's going to 25th Amendment him. She's going to 25th Amendment
him. In Article 81, right? The mental health arrest? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, she slipped up the other day. She said a Harris administration with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Sort of, you know, it's like the Solid Cold Dancers with Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she isn't the first vice presidential candidate to upstage the presidential candidate. Saturday Night Live did it well when it was Palin. They did, right? We have to
Do those guys when your VP pick, when they come in and upstage you, do those presidents ever win the election? No.
I don't think so.
No, they never win. They never win. They never win. So I've said it before, I'll say it again. Trump's biggest strength is he was not a politician when he came in. He doesn't have that built-in crippling effect that Washington apparently puts on somebody where they say, you know, you don't really have to do anything and you get paid. Plus you get to dress really nice. And look at this office. Look at those bookcases, you know.
Yes. And, I mean, one of the other things, sometimes people will say, well, you know, we need politicians or we don't need politicians, we need a businessman. I had done a white paper just a couple of years ago that talked about Elena Kagan in the Clinton White House. And when I was doing all the footnotes to the people on the various memos, you know, normally you sort of don't look too closely if you elect the lesser players.
Right.
But when I started tracing, I started Googling them individually. So I had about 30 people that I started Googling in the Clinton administration, and I realized these folks, this sort of undercurrent, just move from one administration to the other.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Right?
I mean, it's like being in high school. The clique stays in place. Nobody ever graduates.
Right.
Like Hotel
right.
California.
Even when you go to the reunion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You can check in, but you can never leave. That's the way it is. I mean, I see that here right. in South Carolina on the state level as well. But we're about to run out of time. So after this happens, which I'm gonna say this is gonna happen inside of 25 days, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
I think this is gonna happen inside of 20. I think now that when you make Lindsey Graham angry, you don't understand what you've done. You don't understand what has happened. Lindsey Graham, you know, he was all in with the Blue Falcon and everything else, and now he's looking at the Democrats going, you know, when it was President Obama, I gave them a pass every time because he should get whoever he wants because he was elected president. And he's mm-hmm. like, they came and I think they were protesting in front of his house. I've never been a big Graham fan, but I would volunteer to do a security for him right about now. So, anyway.
And I think that where we end, if we can, is with a really profound sentence from Justice Ginsburg herself.
Well, give it, because we got about 20 seconds.
About
what
go. We can look forward to.
20
Trump
seconds.
Will
go.
Be reelected. He gets one additional justice on the court. And as she said, real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. I think President Trump's second term of office will be one of the greatest renaissance this country has ever seen.
And there you have it. Paloma, I'll be in touch. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill, and all the listeners. Take care
right.
now.
Yes, ma'am. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.